You are tuned to Radio Q.
Are you reeling in the years?
This is Reeling in the Years with Glenn A. Baker.
Are you reeling in the years?
A musical journey back in time.
Band with John Farnham, with the early 1985 Australian and American hit that David Hirschfelder says was pretty much put together with a Fairlight, Playing to Win. And before that, Perth's Eurogliders, fronted by Grace Knight, with another Australian and American hit bearing a strong Fairlight component, Heaven Must Be There. And for a not insignificant number of music aficionados, Heaven is wherever a Fairlight contribution can be found. There are international websites devoted to tracking and appreciating all aspects of the instrument. One even conducts a poll where fans can express their preferences for tracks. They have a ranked list of the top 20 Fairlight-using acts headed by Peter Gabriel. Fourth on that list, one of only two women, is the artist who tops the other list of the most popular Fairlight-laden songs. Kate Bush acquired her instrument around the same time as Wonder and Gabriel, and it was featured on her 1980 album Babushka. But the track that leaves the devotees breathless, shaking at the knees, appeared on her 1985 Hounds of Love album, and is one that simply could not have been made with conventional instruments. It was Running Up That Hill.
If only could, I'd make a deal with God, and I'd get him to Social security, run through the wall. Future dreams we have to realize. A thousand skeptic hands won't keep us from the things we plan, unless we're clinging to the things we prize.
There through four songs that can be found on the internet list of the most popular Fairlight songs, all from the 80s of course. After Kate Bush's towering achievement in sound, Running Up That Hill, we heard Tears for Fears, who managed two entries in that rather specialised top 20, Shout and Everybody Wants to Rule the World. We heard the latter. Then Howard Jones with his 1985 smash Things Can Only Get Better, and Duran Duran's spin-off group Arcadia with their chart streaker of the same year, Election Day. The lists and the sites highlight the hundreds of acts who recorded with this little Aussie engine that could in the 80s. More than I can possibly squeeze into this two-hour Radio Q special. Go rummaging through your record collection with open ears and you'll find Fairlight on releases not only by the artists included here, but by the likes of Queen, ABC, Heaven 17, Elvis Costello, Nick Kershaw, Julian Lennon, Brian Wilson, Wang Chung, Godly and Cream, The Cars, Tangerine Dream, Kids in the Kitchen, the B-52s, Hall & Oates, Paul McCartney, Devo, Yellow, Starship, Madonna, Public Image Limited, Foreigner, The Eurythmics, Prince, Yazoo, and dozens more. One highly regarded track was on Supertramp's 1985 Brother Where You Bound album and was called Cannonball.
You're telling lies, so don't you criticize. Yeah, I got used, I messed up and abused. You let me down with all your running around. Still you pretend, try to call me friend. Don't say a word, I know just what I heard. Yeah, you've been loose, you just got no excuse. Just feel my rage, but can't you come of age? Just like a cannonball.
Supertramp and Cannonball. It wasn't until the second half of the 80s that American studios and American recording acts came up to speed, realising that it wasn't just TV and film projects that could benefit from the remarkable capacities of the Fairlight. And whereas the British popularity had been primarily with keyboard-based techno bands, new romantics and young fashion-conscious chart entities, the Americans, when they did begin to use it, took a far more mainstream approach. In fact, one of the first significant top 10 hits by an American band to strongly feature the Fairlight was Sleeping Bag by those gnarled old Texan rockers ZZ Top.
What's the giant sea?
In 1920, a small group of Australians started an airline. Now, in 2005, Qantas celebrates its 85th year of taking passengers to their favourite destinations. Not to mention many happy returns. Qantas, celebrating its 85th year.
Highlights of four examples of the somewhat late but no less effective use of the Fairlight by US entities from 85 and 86. After ZZ Top, Canadian Corey Hart on the EMI America label with his fourth hit, Boy in the Box, with Fairlight programming by fellow artist John Astley. Then Robbie Neville from Los Angeles with his number two hit debut, C'est la vie. And wrapping it up, Czech-born keyboard master Jan Hammer from the jazz fusion Mahavishnu Orchestra with his number one theme to the TV series Miami Vice. It was musicians of Hammer's ilk, such as Herbie Hancock, Mike Oldfield, Keith Emerson and Jean-Michel Jarre, who took to the Fairlight like ducks to water. In fact, it was craftsmen who spent more time in studios than on stages who derived the greatest benefit from the Fairlight and who sought and conquered new horizons with it. Two British studio-based outfits in particular became inextricably intertwined, using the sound they perfected with the aid of the instrument to rack up a run of hits, Art of Noise and Pet Shop Boys. The former's top 10 debut in late 1984 was the Fairlight-driven Close to the Edit, and within a year they were back in the UK top 10 with more of the same, this time assisted by legendary American twangy guitar hero Dwayne Eddy on a techno remake of his old hit, the Peter Gunn theme.
There's a lot of I know what I could be. How do you feel about it? Come take a walk with me. I'm looking for a partner, regardless of expense. Think about it seriously, you know it makes sense. Let's not the brand new, not the rush. Let's make lots of money.
From 1986, Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe, better known as Pet Shop Boys, with the third of their almost three dozen British chart hits, Opportunities, Let's Make Lots of Money. And before that, The Art of Noise, keyboardists Ann Dudley and JJ Jegzalik and engineer Gary Langan, who'd all been part of Trevor Horn's production team in the first half of the 80s. JJ became a very highly demanded Fairlight programmer and performer, working on scores of sessions. Now, while it can be said that the Fairlight gave many acts success that they may not have otherwise had, there is at least one documented case of it splitting up a band, and a pretty legendary one at that. Certainly in 1986, the Police were on their last legs, but Police drummer and programmer Stuart Copeland claims that the straw which broke that camel's back was a fierce argument between himself and Sting as the remade version of Don't Stand So Close to Me was being worked on. As Stuart tells it, having broke his collarbone and being unable to play drums, he used the Fairlight to create the drum track, which he did in record time. Sting, however, wanted to use a synclavier for the same task, but it took his engineer a couple of days to figure out how to do it. It was no contest, says Stuart, who also says, I owe Fairlight a huge debt of gratitude because Page R changed my life and put me on the map as a composer.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly and knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's a longing. This girl's an open page. Bookmarking, she's so close now.
To hurt, they try and try.
strong words in the staff room. The accusations fly. It's no use. He sees her. He starts to shake. He starts to cough. Just like the old man. We'll be right back.
In 1920, a small group of Australians started an airline. Now, in 2005, Qantas celebrates its 85th year of taking passengers to their favourite destinations. Not to mention many happy returns. Qantas, celebrating its 85th year. As part of our 85th birthday celebrations, Qantas is offering customers who fly on a Qantas service during November the chance to win a trip to be a part of aviation history. This amazing prize for two people will visit our historic home in Longreach, including the Qantas Founders Museum, before embarking on a journey to France for a VIP tour of the Airbus factory in Toulouse for a rare insight into our future, the A380. For entry details and terms and conditions, visit qantas.com/85th birthday or see the Australian Way magazine in your seat pocket.
Of long standing absorbed into American music there. after the Police, who saw out their hit run with the tempestuous re-recording of Don't Stand So Close to Me in 86, we had Steve Winwood of Spencer Davis Group Traffic and Blind Faith fame with his first US number one, the Grammy-winning Higher Love, also in 86. And finally, from 87, Fleetwood Mac and the top five Little Lies, a Christine McVie song from their Tango in the Night album. All three displaying the flowering of Fairlight Craft. Also riding high in the American charts in that year was a striking Australian-American collaboration. Ivor Davies of Icehouse, who we actually haven't heard performing yet, co-wrote a piece of perfect pop with John Oates of Hall & Oates. It was called Electric Blue.
Well, by the time I got to Electric Blue and that particular album, I'd already created a ballet, a soundtrack and two other albums using this machine. So it was really my staple workspace. And the interesting thing that happened with Electric Blue was that, of course, it came out of the process of writing with John Oates from Hall & Oates. Now, what he did was he flew himself out with all his favourite boxes as well, and he parked himself with all his gadgets in my little studio in the terrace in Erskineville. So we were trying to get these two machines to sort of basically play ball with each other. It was a meeting of the worlds that was fraught with difficulty, but nonetheless, there we were. He had his workspace, which was this wonderful drum machine, and I had my workspace, which was the Fairlight. And we did get them to talk to each other, and somehow or other put that song together within the week.
The boy had a chance with someone like you. Are you gonna break his heart? Let him cry for the moon. Are you hiding somewhere behind those eyes? I just freeze every time you see. It's all over you, electric blue. On my knees, help me, baby, tell me what can I do? Electric blue. Oh, I had a dream, for a moment I believed it was true.
legendary Australian band Icehouse using the legendary Australian invention, the Fairlight, on 1987's Electric Blue from the phenomenal multi-platinum Man of Colours album. Although it had virtually owned the 80s as far as cutting-edge music was concerned, by 1987 Fairlight's supremacy was being challenged by a range of lower-priced Atari computers and Akai samplers, among other devices. The company diversified into other areas of audio technology and in fact manufactured the mixing desk on which this show was assembled. 30 years on from those fledgling forays in Sydney suburbs, Fairlight stands as a true Aussie icon, one of our most astounding exports. To take us out on this special Reelin' in Fairlight's 30th show, a pinnacle of sorts which arrived around the end of the Cascade in 1988. This is our old friend's Art of Noise, with Welsh coal miner's son Tom Jones as guest vocalist on a Prince song, Kiss. I'm Glenn A. Baker. Thanks for joining me. Catch you next month.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn. You don't need experience to turn me out. You just leave it all up to me. I'll show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss. You gotta not talk dirty, baby, if you wanna impress me. You can't be too flirty, mama. I know how to undress me. Let me be your fantasy, and maybe you could be mine. You just leave it all up to me. Have a good time. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss. Think I better dance now. Your shoe size, maybe we could do the twirl.